It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. I'm going to leave that. I'm a little tongue twisted. It's one of those days today. Before we jump into the podcast today, I want to make sure I give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish. What I love about them is not only how easy it is to set up, not only how great their customer service is, but what I like is how innovative they are. They are always changing their machine, always making it better, always looking to pivot. It's why they're one of our sponsors because we believe in them so much. So go over and check them out. Mention Coach Unplugged, mention High School Hoops, mention teachhoops.com, mention Coach Collins, mention anybody, and they'll give you $400 off related to us. That's, you won't find a better discount out there. And then also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you're looking for a coach to help you coach, if you're looking for a mentor, if you're looking for my bat phone, if you're looking to get help in every aspect of the game, if you're looking for clinics, if you're looking for videos, if you're looking for motivation, if you're looking for handouts, if you're looking for practice ideas, anything, we have it all in there with a 14-day free trial. Go over and check it out. Only 14-day free trial out there. You will not be disappointed. We believe in our product so much, and I think you'll love it. So go over and check it out. It's what helps us keep the lights on here and everything moving forward. So have a great day and let's head off to the podcast.
I think super high energy.
Okay.
You know, really, really high energy. We have kids that are multi-sport athletes. So we try to use that in terms of, I think perfect, in high school ball where you're not recruiting players, where you have who's there, you really have to have a bunch of different tools in your box, you know?
Right.
But in a perfect world, if you come to my practice, it's going to be a lot of full court stuff. It's going to be a lot of, defensive pressure, getting up and down, playing with excitement, we got really good kids that work hard. And I hope that's a reflection of my staff and I, that they want to play for us. They want to play for each other. And getting the kids to buy in, which I think, it's only been a year, but I think they really have. And again, a lot of high energy, a lot of picking each other up, a lot of excitement, and competitive. You gotta create a culture where they can compete. So
right.
we try to put a lot of that into practice, where it's not just do this for 5 minutes. It's
right.
We like to play this. We call it one position. You either gotta get a score and a stop, or if it's two stops, you keep going, and it just gets them to think about how big one possession can be.
Yeah, we do. We play the game stop, score, stop, or score, stop, score. And then we keep track of those because it's the game is like little games inside of itself. I love that. So let's dive into something. I always love this question. Can you think of one coaching moment that we could dive into? Success, failure, something in your career that we could, it doesn't even have to, it could be when you were coaching baseball, that the audience could learn something from, that we could dive into. Not your typical question.
That's a good question. I like that. So if we go back to, 2011, we're going to go back a little. I was the boys coach at Weymouth, and we were playing at our rival, Braintree High School. with the league title on the line. And we hadn't won. Actually, the last league title was 1990 when I was the point guard. I had a little bit more black hair, maybe a little thinner, coach. You know, and one of the things that in a really big moment, you know, it's we got a big steal. Do you call the timeout? Do you let the kid go? And I think at the end of the day, I think you learn sometimes the kids are playing and it's their game.
Right.
And we're managing it.
Right.
But I can remember vividly, you know, looking at my assistants, we get the rebound. Do I call a timeout? Do I not call a timeout? And you've prepared for that moment. But in the moment, if you've done things the right way and your kids believe in you and you believe in what they can do, you let them play.
Yeah.
You know? That's a great question, Coach.
It is. And you kind of learn something from that. How have you balanced everything over your long coaching career? Family, life.
Well, I think the first, first and foremost, I think, and if you would ask anybody, it's family first, and it always has been.
You better marry right, too. That's what I'm going to say. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, yeah, you're sure. I'm lucky there, Coach, for sure.
I am, too.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, getting that support at home is really important.
Right.
And I think it is tough to balance sometimes. I can remember as a young coach, I was an assistant at Bridgewater State College, you know, mid-90s, working for Coach Froba, great guy. And I remember we lost to Suffolk on a tip-in. And I couldn't sleep for 2 days, and I had done the scout for that game. And, you know, it's hard at first, I think. But the balance, you have to find it or you won't be successful.
And advice I give coaches too is you got to let you can't get too high on those wins. You can't get too low on those losses. Cause I mean, early in my career, you would have thought someone ripped my arm off when I lost a game. And it's like, you know, and they still hurt, but you just got to you got to try to stay in that middle a little bit. What's one thing that's not being taught right now?
I think if we're gonna go, it's funny, but if we go strictly basketball and skill set, I think, you know, even in the girls game, I found this year, it's finishing at the rim and it's 3-pointers. That mid range game is kind of lost its way a little bit.
It's gone. I'm watching Last Dance with Michael, and half of his shots were mid-rangers.
Of truth to that. Absolutely.
You know, I think there's going to be a swing back to that mid-range game. I do. I think kids are going to start working on that. And, you know, Michael was like shooting a layup when he took it. You know, that if you can get – I mean, it's so hard to get open on the three now, and it's so hard to get open to go into the paint that maybe those 12-footers are what's going to be open.
Well, I think people, like you said, it's hard because people are preparing. They're defending out to the three, and you can't be a one-trick pony, you know. And if you can create off the dribble a little bit or come off the screen, you know. And like you said, that 12, 15 footer can really change a game. And you know, there's no doubt. I think you know, at a young age, kids are jacking threes, and they're, you know, they're doing all these fancy, crazy.
It drives me bonkers. I didn't let my son to shoot a three until he was almost in high school. I mean, because they're not strong enough.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, the 3-point line has its place, but I think it's done some damage to the game in my
opinion. Well, I mean, quite honestly, you know, if you can shoot, it's a decent tool for sure.
Right.
You know, if you can't, it can really hurt a team.
It can really hurt a team.
And when you got, you know, talk about, you know, again, just if you're not preparing to succeed, you're preparing to fail. And if you got the wrong kids taking the wrong shots, I mean, it's tough, but that's got to be part of the conversation sometimes, you know?
It is. What would you tell your younger?
Yeah, it's a good one too. I like that.
Thanks.
I like that, Coach.
I got lots of them, but
that's good.
Thanks.
I think be who you are and be, you know, be the same type of person and coach that you want to be.
All the clinic stuff and all the stuff that's going on right now, you can't be Coach K. You're not going to be Coach Huggins.
Yeah, it's not.
You can take a piece of them and use part of them,
But don't try to do – here's what I find with young coaches. They, and especially in the last 3 weeks with all these clinics and stuff, it's great. But then, no, I'm going to run this, and then I'm going to run – well, okay, but have you looked at your team for next year?
Right.
Figured out what your team can do? Because I can't do everything I want to do with my team that's coming back, because I'm not going to have a big guy. So it's like, okay, absolutely. So I got to adjust it. So I think that's the key is, like, I would tell my younger self is be who you are, be who your team is going to be. Use those other things as resources, but be who you are going to be.
And I think that's like both kind of on the court and off the court, you know.
Yeah.
I feel really lucky, like, you know, growing up playing, my dad was around the game. And, you know, again, when you get exposed to a lot of different things, you know, if you yell just because Coach Knight yelled, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
You know, you can take an out of bounds play from somebody you like and right. stuff like that. Cause we all know, Coach, we're basketball coaches are the best thieves.
Right. Think. And if you're not a yeller, don't be a yeller. You know, right. And if you are a yeller, you're probably going to have to change because the game's changed. But I'm just saying, it's like, yeah, or you better be in the right audience, you know.
Well, it's funny. The first time this year with the girls that I kind of raised my voice, the gym just stopped. And I said, no, I'm not mad at anybody. I'm just – I get passionate. I get excited. Right. And, you know, that was a funny transition watching that, you know.
Right. I've had that happen in my classroom. They go, stop yelling, Mr. Collins. I go, I'm not yelling. You like me to yell?
You'll know when I'm yelling, yeah.
And then someone says, yeah. And then I'll scream at them like I would, man. And they go, oh. I go, that's yelling. I was just raising my voice to make a point. I wasn't even mad. I was just, I have a loud voice. It's like, oh, okay, Mr. Collins. It's like, is there anything about the game that you would change?
You know what's funny? I think watching The Last Dance last week, so I have three boys, and they're 20, 17, and 13. All, you know, play basketball do play basketball. It's funny. It's kind of this similar to what we were just talking about. You know, who was the best? Everyone, you know, everyone's arguing is Michael better than LeBron, is better than Magic, is better than Bird, it's better than – there can be a selfish culture sometimes, I think, to the game. And I just wish people loved the game for what it is. It's okay if my favorite player is Larry Bird and yours is Magic Johnson. That's okay. Yeah. And we can talk about it. You know, we can talk about it. We can even argue about it. And then we can go out and have a pizza and it's still okay.
Right. Well, you know? First of all, you're either a Laker fan or a Celtics fan. There's no in between. Whether you can't like both of them. You either like Magic.
True.
Yeah. I was a Laker guy. You were probably a Celtic guy. It is what it was.
Probably was, right.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Living in mess. Anyway, my argument why Michael would be the best, Michael never lost in a final.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. They said six finals, six championships, and no game sevens.
No game sevens. Never lost.
Just
Russell's got to be in the discussion, but no one puts him in the discussion because he also did the exact same thing. But anyway, that's just my two cents about the best player. You know,
I like
people,
it.
Yeah. People lose Russell all the time. Well, what are you talking about? Like, are you kidding me? He never lost. Like, anyway. I think they do that in baseball all the time. I think that's what we're missing with sports right now.
The talk. Yeah.
I mean, the NBA, if the NBA is listening to this in any way, do what you're talking about. Take all the teams down to Disney World, quarantine them this is what they want to do. Quarantine them for 14 days, bring the officials, bring the media, and then play the NBA season.
Best ratings of all time.
Oh my God. People will go crazy if you do that. Like, and they have like 30 hotels at Disney World. Just put them in a hotel. Quarantine them, feed them. They want to get paid.
Yeah.
Because baseball, you really can't do that unless they go to a minor league. They're talking about moving them in Arizona.
Arizona, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
And again, if they do that, people will eat it up. Like I'm a Cubs fan. I need my Cubs. Come on, I need my Cubs.
I might like the Red Sox. That's kind of.
I went to I was out. Gosh, my son must have been in middle school or something. My brother lives in New Hampshire, and he had tickets for the Red Sox Yankees game, at Fenway. And my brother goes, he was going to take his son. He goes, oh, you should take Drew because you want to get to experience this. I go, perfect. So all the way driving down, I was explaining to Drew that, like, this is the real deal. Like, yeah. when Boston plays New York, this is like people that, like, this is like war. And yeah. It was like great. People are screaming at each other in the game. It was like,
it never disappoints.
Never disappoints. And Fenway is, again, from a baseball fan, Fenway and Wrigley are the only two parks left.
Yeah, that old school. Absolutely.
You got to go. If you have any history, go to Fenway and go to Wrigley.
Yeah.
Going to Miller and going watching the Brewers play is like going to the mall. I can't handle it. It's like, seriously, yeah. It's just sterile to me.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
But anyway, that's just, I'm old. What's one thing you've done the last 6 months to become a better coach?
Well, in the last 6 months, I think the biggest thing is preparing to take over the girls' job was the self-evaluation. We don't do that all the time because we get caught up in what we're doing.
Yep.
And, you know, if you're lucky enough to win, yep. You think, well, that's working.
Yeah.
And, you know, and quite often a lot of coaches are stubborn, and when it's not working, it's somebody else's fault, or I don't have to – but really sitting down and evaluating and looking in the mirror and saying, I need to do this better. I need to, you know, hold these kids to a certain standard, whatever it may be. But I think the easy answer, I think, is the last 6 weeks. Like you said, I'm almost overloaded with the clinics and,
right.
and the webinars.
Right.
But big picture, I think evaluating what I do as a coach myself with my program, I think that self-evaluation piece has really helped.
Yeah, and what I think you got to take now is you got to kind of self-reflect. I always tell coaches too, when I'm mentoring young coaches and stuff, I said, everyone thinks they did a great job when they win, and everyone thinks they did a bad job when you lose. You have to be the other way almost. Like, we won, but what didn't we do well? And we lost, well, what did we do well? I mean, I think we almost go the extremes. We're thinking we're playing better than we are, and we think we're playing worse than we are when we're losing. It's like, I think it's somewhere in between that. And that's where that self-evaluation really comes into play. Because everyone's feeling great. You've won 5-10 games in a row. Your vulnerability hasn't been shown. Or you lost a couple in a row. Well, you're not as bad as you think you are. So I think that self-evaluation is a really important thing. All right. I'm going to ask you some questions, Coach. I call this rapid fire. So it's usually one or two questions or one or two answers, one or two word answers real quick. So they'll be like, you know, your favorite, it's not going to be this, but like, what's your favorite gum? And then you tell me your favorite gum. All right.
Right.
What's your favorite, type of basketball that you play the game with? The actual round basketball. What's your favorite?
I love the Baden Elite.
And is that what your state association uses?
I would say in the last 5 years, our state association has changed 3 or 4 times from Top Flight to Reebok to Baden, back to Top Flight this past year. Okay. I just like the way the Baden feels.
And then it's probably who gives them the most money, to be honest with you.
Absolutely.
Follow the money. I always tell my stats students, just follow the money. Usually will answer most questions in life. One word to describe your ideal
passion.
I like that. If you could go to one sporting event, what would it be and why?
Duke at Cameron, because I haven't done it yet.
Either of us.
And that's definitely big on the bucket list.
It is. I got a player that I coached. My son was on his AAU team. He's going there as a freshman. I hope he goes there as a freshman.
We went down one time for Coach K's clinic, and it was awesome, but we didn't get to see them play.
Right.
So that was cool, but definitely I want to see a game at Cameron for sure.
Yep, that would be favorite pregame meal.
I usually don't eat before.
Okay. Martin's was a Mars bar. I didn't know they had Mars bars in England, in Ireland, I mean.
Yeah.
And then a Mars bar, really?
Oh, he is great. He really is.
I get good. I mean, no one's ever answered Mars Bar. A lot of, probably half the coaches go, I don't eat, or I have a Gatorade or something, but
yeah.
Not a Mars Bar. Do you have any superstition?
This is kind of weird, but I would say that in baseball, yes, but in basketball, probably not so much.
That's interesting, because baseball is kind of a superstition sport.
Yeah.
Okay. I tell people my I have several, but superstitions are about rituals. They're really not about winning and losing. They're just
right.
A ritual. One thing you do to relax.
I guess not enough, but golf is relaxing to me. Okay. Yeah, I just like to go out there and hit it, you know?
Okay. So people are listening to this and see my jaw just drop, because I find golf the most unrelaxing thing ever. It's just frustrating to me, but that's good. I like fishing is more relaxing to me, but one coaching technique you consider important?
I mean, it's kind of cliche, but I would say just communicating, whether it's what sets you want to run, what out of bounds play you're doing, or just what time practice is tomorrow. I would say communication's the biggest one.
I like that. Best basketball player you've seen in person?
Well, I've been lucky enough. I've coached two guys that have made the NBA.
Okay.
And I'm not sure.
Which two?
I'm not sure if they're the answer to the question, but I'll just give them a shout out.
Okay.
When I was at the Winchendon School, I coached Bruno Sundov, who's from Croatia. He played for 7 teams, but he played for the Celtics, which was cool.
Okay.
A 7'3" kid from Croatia. And then just this past year, Jared Terrell played for the Minnesota Timberwolves. He was from URI, and I coached him at Weymouth High School. So that's kind of pretty cool, you know.
That's very cool. Wesley Matthews has become a Buck now, and I coached him. So it's always fun when they come home and you can wow, yeah, I love that, yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, I mean, I think that's, you know.
Yeah, that's a good answer. I would have gone with Wesley too, you know. Best player of all time.
You know, it's funny. This has been like the argument in our house all week because of Last Dance being right on. I would have said Larry Bird, just almost like because I was brainwashed maybe my whole life. Although I do think he's in the conversation, all the research I've done this week, I don't think I can go against Michael Jordan anymore.
I don't.
I think he's it. He's the GOAT.
I think there's somebody that lives in Wisconsin that could be in the discussion in 10 years. I think he could be that. I think Giannis could be that special.
He's pretty good, coach.
He's pretty good. I mean, I just think he's like, I tell my stats students, if you're building a basketball body, you build Giannis. That's the way a game is. I mean, he doesn't have the magic stuff yet, but he's also like 23 years old.
Yeah, he's special. There's no doubt about it.
But I said, you're building, it's a taller version of Magic possibly. I don't know. I mean, literally, I know Wisconsin will give him the state to keep him.
Oh, like, yeah.
You can just have Wisconsin stay. but he's pretty special. What's your favorite drill? You can only do one drill. What's your?
I know. I think when it's done right with the right kids working hard, I just like the old 11-man drill.
Okay.
Army drill, you know, just decision making, up tempo, stop the ball, just gets the gym going. I think it's a good. It's a good drill to get the vibe going.
Yep, and I still run that drill, but I do it a little bit shorter than I used to do it. And we'll do it actually where you can only shoot threes and do some other stuff with it. I love 11 men. That's a great drill. Best game you've seen in person?
Well, again, selfishly, when we won the state title in baseball, we had a walk-off in the bottom of the ninth. So that was pretty cool.
No, I think you pick your own. I picked.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess.
We won a state tournament in triple overtime.
Yeah, good.
I always, yeah, you can, I personally, you pick your own. I most people do that. Your favorite.
This is really, it's kind of funny, but this quote has been my go-to for, you know, 15 years probably. And it's, you can't live a perfect day without doing something for someone who can never repay you. John Wooden quote. Our kids all know it. They know it's my favorite quote. That's definitely my go-to.
I love that. That's a life lesson right there. one thing that helped you become a better coach?
I think this year, making the transition to the girls, I think I became a better coach. I really do. And I owe it to those kids. It was
a change.
And a fellow coach said to me, he said, treat them like girls, coach them like boys. Like, they're, you know, just coach them.
But you're coaching. But it doesn't matter. You're
exactly.
Coach.
You're coaching players.
Yeah.
But in the, you know, in the team room, in the film room, on the bus, sometimes you just got to use a little different style and technique.
Right. One word to describe your coaching style.
I'll go back to passion.
Okay. Best coach of all time.
Bob Hurley Sr. Coach Hurley's definitely my go-to. I love Coach Knight and Coach K, but as a high school coach, and we were lucky enough, one of my former assistants, John Sullivan, grew up in Jersey City, was tight with the Hurleys. So I got a couple chances to talk with him, and super guy. I mean, and just obviously successful coach, but I'll go with Coach Hurley.
What's he doing now? I watched the special when they closed the school. What's he doing?
Yeah, I think he is just –
retired.
He's like the rest of us. He's on webinars and all these different things. And
right,
you know, I think and he's a big fan of UConn and Arizona State, you know, just
right. He's just watching his kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
One book, if you could only pick one book, and then if you, I think you put more than one on your list, but if you could only pick one, what would it be?
Jay Billis Toughness.
I love that book.
It's a great book.
I love that book. Okay. I'm gonna skip that one. One thing you'd change about the game. You can only change one thing. What would you change?
In high school ball, and I don't know. Do you guys play 32 minutes?
No, we play 18 minute halves, which is awesome.
See, I would like to see high school go to 40 minutes and simulate the college game, just in terms of, you know, in terms of, it sounds crazy, but more minutes, you get more kids involved. And
if you went to do you play quarters, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You play halves. I have to rest my best player at least 2 minutes a half. They can't play 36 minutes. They can't do it. So it's like a college coach. I have to rest them. Like, there'll be times like at the 9 minute mark, coach will go, man, you know, Cade needs to come out. It's like, all right, I'll pull him. I mean, if you watch a college game, no one plays 40 minutes in a college game.
But isn't it crazy, coach, that you've got in the same country, different states, shot clock, no shot clock, quarters, halves, 32 minutes, 36 minutes. It's crazy.
It's crazy. It's like everyone, yeah. And I don't think it's going to change anytime soon.
No.
And I definitely don't think the shot clock's coming because of financial purposes now with everything that's going on. All right. So let's go. That will jump into the last thing. So here, I ask these questions. It's called leave it, change it, or replace it. Okay. So you can leave it the way it is. You can change it, or you can replace it. Would you leave it the way it is? Would you change it? Would you replace it? Okay. Jump ball.
Leave it.
Okay. Shot clock. Do you have the shot clock in?
We have one, so I'd keep it. Yeah.
And how long is it?
It's 30.
Okay. And how often do they make a mistake on?
It depends who's on the table, but we've had our share of mistakes for sure.
Okay. And so this is just someone asking. And then how often does the shot clock run down where it's an issue?
Not really that often.
Okay. There's usually a shot before 5 seconds.
Yeah, I think so.
Summer back. Leave it, change it, replace it.
Change. I'd like to put a little bit more. I get that AAU is a necessary evil, and it used to be this. It used to be for the elite players. I'd like to get the high school summer leagues or the rec leagues become more important and put a little bit more. Power is not the right word, but give a little bit more back to the high school coach.
I agree. All right. Last question is, if you had one thing one parting bit of advice you'd like to give to coaches that are listening to this, what would it be?
So if we're going to coach and hopefully coach for a long time, we're going to have a lot of different teams, wins, losses, ups and downs. But I would think that for that particular year's kids, you know, especially your seniors, that's their team. And, you know, hopefully that your kids become better people because they've played in your program, and they go on and become servant leaders, and they contribute to society because they were kind of exposed to what you do.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think that's, I don't have anything to add to that, Coach. Thank you so much for being on.
Hey everybody. If you like the podcast, make sure you subscribe, like, leave a review, jump up and down, run around your house, whatever you need to do. Also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.